Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 27th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, we've already covered some apps that were caught accessing user clipboards thanks to a new feature of iOS 14. iOS 14 also indicates when an app is using the camera or microphone with a small colored dot in the status bar. It's this privacy feature that has now exposed Instagram's app on the iPhone. According to people who have already installed iOS 14, the camera indicator in the Instagram app stays on even if the app is not actively using the camera. For instance, users are noticing the green dot in the status bar even when they're doing something like scrolling through the photo feed. The expected behavior, of course, is for the app to only access the camera when necessary, such as when you open the Composer. In a statement, an Instagram spokesperson said, quote, "We only access your camera when you tell us to. For example, when you swipe from feed to camera. We found and are fixing a bug in iOS 14 that mistakenly indicates that some people are using the camera when they aren't. We do not access your camera in those instances and no content is recorded," end quote. So according to Instagram, the system sometimes understands that the user has swiped their finger to open the in-app camera, which actually isn't always the case. The privacy features of iOS 14 aren't even available to the general public yet, but they've already caused trouble for some developers. So even if there isn't necessarily anything malicious going on with these problems, the iOS 14 privacy features are at least making users more aware of when an app is accessing their location, their camera, or their clipboard. In other news, Apple will give its employees in the United States up to 4 hours of paid time off to volunteer or vote in the U.S. election this November. A new Bloomberg report says that this announcement was made to Apple retail and hourly employees last week through an internal memo. Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail and People, Deirdre O'Brien, explained to employees that they can use this 4 hours of time off to go vote or volunteer as an election worker at a local polling place. Apple's decision to give employees paid time off to vote in the U.S. election this year follows similar decisions by companies like Twitter and Uber. Apple has not officially commented on this policy, but it's not necessarily surprising for this to be something that Apple offers this year. Last but certainly not least today, 9 to 5 Mac has found evidence in the latest macOS 11 Big Sur beta that Face ID could be coming to the Mac. While Face ID is available on iPhone and iPad Pro currently, 9 to 5 Mac found references to the True Depth camera in macOS 11 Big Sur, which suggests that Apple is working to bring the facial recognition technology to the Mac. What we've found in macOS 11 Big Sur Beta 3 are codes intended to support Pearl Camera. You may not remember this, but Pearl Camera is the internal code name that Apple uses for the True Depth camera and Face ID. This is how we first discovered Face ID for the iPhone X in 2017. Codes such as Face Detect and BioCapture were also found within this extension, confirming that Apple is preparing macOS to operate with Face ID, as these codes are similar to those used on iOS. And of course, we also investigated and confirmed that this Face ID extension was clearly built for macOS, not just leftover code from the iOS implementation of Face ID. Currently, only the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro feature biometric authentication through Touch ID integrated into the keyboard. Having Face ID on the Mac would bring even more convenience to unlocking your computer, and it would also fit perfectly on the iMac, which doesn't have a built-in keyboard. And because Touch ID depends on the T2 security chip, it would be impractical for Apple to add Touch ID to a separate wireless keyboard just for the iMac. Another key aspect of Face ID is the Neural Engine, which is part of the A series processors used since the introduction of the A11 Bionic. This Neural Engine is the fundamental way that Face ID works, because it analyzes the details of the user's face through machine learning in just a fraction of a second. But so far, no Mac has included the Neural Engine. This will all change this year with Apple's transition from Intel processors in the Mac to Apple Silicon. In fact, Apple itself has already confirmed that Macs running with Apple Silicon will have the same Neural Engine as iPhone and iPad. This provides more fuel for the fire that Apple is indeed planning to bring Face ID to the Mac. We still don't know the full details about how Face ID will work on the Mac, but you'd think that it would operate in the same way as it does on iPhone and iPad. There's also no timetable for when Face ID might officially make its way to the Mac, or details on which Mac will get it first. Nonetheless, this is clearly something Apple is working on, and hopefully we'll learn more sooner rather than later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.